You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 5 and verse 6. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus, he left all that he had in the hand of Joseph. And he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. Again, looking at the life of Joseph, we also note an important lesson for those of us who are believers in Christ. The scripture says that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Look at the way God works. That a man can be a beneficiary of the blessing of God because of another man, not because of him. Because of Joseph, God blessed Potiphar's house. God blessed his field. Anything connected to Potiphar was blessed. Not because of Potiphar, but because of Joseph. I want to tell you, brethren, if God could bless Potiphar because of Joseph, how much more do you think God will bless us because of Jesus? The Bible says, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want to say that what Potiphar experienced is nothing compared to what God has given to us. We are blessed not because we have worked so hard. We are blessed because of Jesus. We are saved because of Jesus. We are blessed with all blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus because of Jesus. It's not because of you. It's because of Jesus. If God could bless Pharaoh because of Joseph, hell, definitely God will bless us because of Jesus. It's because we don't know the person whom we have believed. That's why it looks as if we are begging for blessing. Did you see anywhere Potiphar prayed for blessing? Did you see Potiphar looking for blessing? Did you see Potiphar running here and there seeking blessing? Did you see anybody lay hands on Potiphar for blessing? No, it didn't happen. How much more you who is a child of God? How much more you that Jesus paid the price for you? How much more you that God had included you in Christ? So that when God looks at you, he doesn't see you, he sees Jesus. How much more will God bless you and I because of Jesus Christ? And he has actually blessed us. In fact, our own is not that the Lord blessed Potiphar. Our own is that the Lord had blessed us. God has done it already because of Jesus. God loves you because of Jesus. God will do great and mighty things because of Jesus. And you must keep in mind, it's because of Jesus. Potiphar must know. Potiphar knew rather that it was because of Joseph. Because of Joseph, God blessed him. How much more Jesus? God is simply showing us by this story of Joseph how we are blessed. That we are blessed on account of Jesus. God didn't look at the life of Potiphar. God didn't look at what Potiphar was doing. God simply blessed him on account of Joseph. Because he identified with Joseph, God blessed him. God didn't ask any question about him. God just blessed him. God didn't demand any seed from Potiphar. God didn't tell Potiphar, you must sow seed. You must pay money. God didn't ask Potiphar for tithe. God didn't ask Potiphar for anything. He blessed him just because of Joseph. How much more? How much more will our Heavenly Father bless us all because of Jesus? And he has blessed us because of Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.